I believe that the president's actions around this are reasonable, and they ensure that we remain a nation of laws and follow our Constitution, and that we don't become a government that just relies on executive action. So in the statement that I released earlier today, if you read the U.S. Constitution, it's clear on the subject. In Article 1, Section 8, it's Congress, not the president or the judicial branch, that is given the power to establish a uniform rule of naturalization. So when President Obama actually implemented DACA, that was unconstitutional because he wasn't following, you know, what was in the U.S. Constitution. He was instead exerting his executive power. And what President Trump is doing is giving Congress the time to find a legislative solution to the issue.
These folks, and this is not so much the legality of the order, but the underlying issue. These folks from Isaiah were at the Capitol, and they're going to say, I assume, similar things on their march this afternoon and evening, that these undocumented immigrants, that the economy is really going to suffer if they're not there to do the jobs that no one else is willing to do, specifically the economy in Minnesota and rural Minnesota in particular. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I don't think that's true, because I think if you look at the economy, and let's take a look at Minnesota, the state we live in, you know, there are plenty of people that don't have jobs, right? So, you know, and it's not, if you look at what's being proposed and to go back in front of Congress, it's not all of a sudden that everybody's cut out of the U.S., right? That's not, you know, it's not just here's the date and you're basically out of luck, right? He's proposing it to go back to Congress and follow a process. And, you know, as mentioned, there have been people in Minnesota and in the United States that have been negatively impacted because they have to compete for jobs against individuals that maybe are here illegally. So I don't think that's the case.